AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Vice President Kamala Harris's bus tour through Georgia continues today. She and running mate Tim Walz will be interviewed later today by CNN. Harris spoke to students at Liberty County High School in Hinesville, Georgia.
Sometimes you're going to win the game, sometimes you may not. But you know, you never let any circumstance knock you down or slow you down. Just keep going at it.
Former President Donald Trump has scheduled a campaign in battleground states Michigan and Wisconsin. The government says the economy grew at a healthy 3% pace in the last quarter.
That was fueled by strong consumer spending and business investment. The Commerce Department had previously estimated that the nation's gross domestic product expanded at a 2.8% rate from April through June. The second quarter growth marked a sharp acceleration from a sluggish 1.4% growth rate in the first 3 months of 2024. Consumer spending, which accounts for about 70% of U.S. economic activity, rose at a 2.9% annual rate last quarter, up from 2.3% in the government's initial estimate. The report reflected an economy that remains resilient while still gradually slowing under the pressure of continued high interest rates. Haiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Chinese President Xi Jinping met in Beijing with National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
We are committed to maintaining high-level diplomacy. And to this end, President Biden looks forward to engaging with you again in the coming weeks.
Sullivan's trip is meant to keep communications open in a relationship with China that has become increasingly tense in recent years. The Israeli military says it killed five more militants, including a local commander in the West Bank. Palestinians see this as a widening of the Israel-Hamas war. Caroline Groot of the Netherlands has won the first gold medal of the 2024 Paralympics in Paris in women's track cycling. In one race, Groot set the world record in C5. This is AP News.
I'm Damian Troisi, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are rising on Wall Street Thursday as markets turn their focus back to the U.S. economy. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% in morning trading. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 137 points, or 0.3%. The NASDAQ rose 1.3%. The Commerce Department upgraded its assessment of U.S. economic growth for the second quarter to 3%. It had a previous estimate of 2.8%. The market's gains came despite a drop in NVIDIA, which has ridden the frenzy over artificial intelligence. It has become one of the S&P 500's most influential companies. Its shares fell 2% despite stellar results for the second quarter. Damian Troisi, New York.
Jaguar is telling owners of about 3,000 electric SUVs to park them outdoors and away from structures because of the risk of battery fires. The British automaker is recalling 2019 model year I-Pace SUVs. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.